Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And as this weekend, as I prepare to watch Saturday night's main event, well, clearly that's exciting. Obviously, there's the match, Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens for the undisputed WWE Championship. I'm excited about that. The triple threat match for the World Heavyweight Championship, Gunther, the defending champion, versus Finn Balor and Damian Priest. Of course, Sami Zayn versus Drew McIntyre. Ladies and gentlemen, the 14th of December, this weekend in Uniondale, New York, at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Oh boy, I am so excited, baby. So excited. And the best part is, this is not the only Saturday night's main event before WrestleMania, because also we got another one coming up January 25th of 2025 in my home state of Texas, all the way down in San Antonio. Well, there will be another one. Well, speaking of Saturday night's main event, obviously the big announcement from that is that it was announced a couple days ago on the 6th of December, to be precise, that WWE Hall of Famer Jesse the Body Ventura will provide commentary. Well, well, well. Well, once again, hell has frozen over, hasn't it? Because for weeks, we wondered if Jesse Ventura would actually be truly, indeed, be coming back to work for the WWE. And it has happened. Obviously, a lot of people will say, if Vince McMahon was still in charge, well, this would not be happening. Because, ladies and gentlemen, well, I should say, go check out Jesse the Body Ventura's interview with Chris Van Vliet. Outstanding interview. And Jesse Ventura, well, the man just simply tells it like it is. Simply tells it like it is. So, of course, you know, him way back in the day doing Saturday night's main event commentary, well, it's only fitting for Jesse the Body Ventura to come back on Saturday night's main event. So, welcome back, Jesse. Welcome back. Man, you know, for so long, I wonder if he's actually, I mean, I would imagine he's got to be working under a Legends contract. I mean, it's clear that he's once again working for the WWE. I mean, once again, hell has frozen over, baby. All right. So I'm glad I got that part out of the way. So, of course, the matches, but there's obviously one thing, and this is what we saw on Monday night. And this is basically supposed to shape it up to be the hottest rivalry in WWE right now. Seth Rollins versus CM Punk. Well, I did recently to talk about this in a previous episode, but this week, well, it intensified. CM Punk giving an interview, and then Seth Rollins addressing it in the ring. Well, boy, did we see a lot. You know, it's actually believed that Seth Rollins versus CM Punk, as I said, it's going to happen at WrestleMania. You know, it's said that it could actually happen on the very, very first edition of Raw on Netflix, which would start next year, which obviously would make sense because, you know, one source said that one reason why this could happen is because this is not going to be the first match between Rollins and CM Punk because of all the history between the two that goes back over 10 years. One match is not enough to settle this rivalry. So I would imagine on the first Monday Night Raw on Netflix, we're going to see Rollins versus Punk in the main event, and that's when Seth Rollins will officially revert back to being a heel. It does make sense in this rivalry for Rollins to be the heel. So, and what CM Punk did, you know, and the fact is, I don't even know how I did not know this, but apparently, you see, and I did the research, I mean, sources were saying like this even months ago, how Seth Rollins was nearly fired from the WWE back in 2010, I believe. Man, I'm not sure what it was, but it was somewhere during that. I think it was somewhere between 2010 and 2012. Now, Seth Rollins arrived in WWE in 2010. Obviously, he was part of the WWE developmental system. This was after that he made a name for himself on the independent circuit, of course, in Ring of Honor as Tyler Black. Of course, him in Ring of Honor, Mr. Braverman knows a lot about that. Of course, Mr. Ricky Litwinkiewicz. Of course, a good friend of mine, Mr. Chris Smith, who's lifelong disciples of Ring of Honor. So, you know, and I think basically it involves like he was nearly fired. It's because Seth Rollins was having issues with a trainer, Terry Taylor. So, as we know, like when Rollins joined WWE, you know, when he was on his way out of Ring of Honor, it's actually, you know, we saw that even Impact Wrestling, or TNA Wrestling, as it's now known again, I believe, actually was hoping to sign him as well. So on his way out of Ring of Honor, he had a choice between TNA Impact, or Impact Wrestling, or TNA Wrestling, whichever you want to call it, or the WWE. So, and according to WrestleTalk, the mindset, it says here, and I quote, "The mindset led to Rollins repeating..." Okay, well, actually, I'm getting the wrong one, but... So I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but it's basically saying that, okay, Terry Taylor actually worked at Impact Wrestling, and apparently actually already had something of a negative experience with Rollins. Okay. Man. Okay, so here's what I want to quote. So, and I quote, "When Rollins left Ring of Honor, it wasn't just WWE that wanted to sign him, but Impact as well. And Rollins believed Taylor may have had something of a grudge against him from those negotiations, and Rollins snubbing Impact Wrestling, because when Rollins was supposedly negotiating with Impact Wrestling, Terry Taylor was working for Impact Wrestling. So I guess basically what this source of WrestleTalk is saying is because of Rollins choosing WWE over Impact Wrestling, and not long after Terry Taylor joining WWE, you know, that's why they probably repeatedly butted heads. So." I don't know. So obviously, from what I understand, a bit of a vendetta. Now, looking at Terry, as far as Terry Taylor goes, well, yes, Terry Taylor did work for TNA Wrestling from 2003 to 2011, and actually returned to the WWE in 2012 for the fourth time to work as a trainer for NXT in 2012. Okay, so I don't think it was in 2010 where Rollins was nearly fired. I would imagine it was in 2012, because if Terry Taylor returned in 2012, then yeah, it would make sense. And it says here, you know, he was actually fired. You know, Terry Taylor was actually fired from Impact Wrestling in May of 2011, which is, you know, very, very unfortunate. But man, so everything that we see, this whole thing that, you know, Rollins was nearly fired. I mean, considering that everything Rollins has accomplished in WWE, you know, a Grand Slam champion, you know, winning more than 10 championships in his career with the WWE, man. So, you know, and I love how this source basically says that, you know, Rollins, you know, got some advice from the late great the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, to simply be himself. Yeah, and of course, understanding, you know, what had happened, you know, between Mr. Terry Taylor and Rollins, you know. Of course, it had some positives and negatives. So according to WrestleTalk, the mindset led to Rollins repeatedly conflicting with trainer Terry Taylor. So, and you know, it even says that Rollins admitted that he openly engaged with Taylor in front of the class, challenging him on certain points when he was making, essentially claiming his view of wrestling was stuck in the past. Yeah. So, and this is not the best part. I mean, now we get to the point that in this article that this conduct was obviously not particularly tolerated by Triple H. Of course, you know, Triple H, the creator of NXT. So it led to a meeting, okay? And now Rollins, kind of basically like that, it obviously didn't do him any favors. Now, that it's because, you know, Rollins, you know, everything he had accomplished in Ring of Honor, you know, again, you know, the advice from, you know, be yourself. So obviously Rollins was certainly going to basically stand his ground and basically speak his mind. But obviously, again, it led to many conflicts with trainer Terry Taylor. So, again, it eventually led to a meeting with Triple H, and Triple H, according to WrestleTalk, Triple H told Seth Rollins that he did not see anything special in him, and unless he was going to start being more cooperative, he would be fired. So this is basically the quote from Seth Rollins, and I quote, "Hunter took me aside and was like, 'Look, I don't see anything special in you. So if you don't want to play ball, you don't want to work with us, you can go back to Ring of Honor and do things your way. but you need to start doing things our way, unquote. Well, Triple H did what he had to do. Seth Rollins needed to be told those words. Look, and again, I can understand what Seth Rollins was doing, but at the same time, you know, well, the circumstances, you know, are different. I mean, so that's how it is. So basically, yeah, Triple H basically said, I don't see anything special in you. So if you want to play ball, if you don't want to work with us, go back to Ring of Honor to do things your way. So he basically said, here, you're going to learn to do things our way. So obviously for Rollins, being part of the developmental system and everything, it was different. It was a different environment, a different atmosphere than Ring of Honor. That's how I would see it. But at the same time, this whole thing about Rollins, the supposed behavior and repeated conflicts with Terry Taylor, it's just that, you know, Rollins, much like a lot of people, was just, you know, making bad decisions. You know, we've all been there. I mean, you know, joining, I believe he was like, what, 23, 24 years old when he joined the WWE in 2010. You know, and of course, you know, him accomplishing so much at Ring of Honor. You know, again, a different atmosphere, a different environment, and obviously Rollins just made a few bad decisions, but thankfully Rollins listened to Triple H's stern advice, and man, and I guess and everything would turn out well. And I love how this source, you know, mentions how Rollins credited Joey Mercury as being, quote, the voice of reasons. He told Rollins he didn't necessarily need to change who he was, but he just needed to learn how to play the game, find a way to be himself, and be, most importantly, he needed to be coachable. So basically, Mercury said, you don't have to necessarily change, but you have to learn, you have to play ball, you have to do things this particular way, but you have to be coachable. So thank God. You know, I think there was actually a story at one point. There was a story one time I read that Rollins was so frustrated that he wanted to quit the WWE, but Joey Mercury convinced him not to. This may be the little reminiscent of that particular story, but this says obviously a different story, that Rollins was nearly fired and that Joey Mercury basically is credited for basically helping Rollins, you know, to kind of, you know, improve himself, you know, his behavior and everything, and the rest of history, because not long after, I think, you know, that's when the decision was made that he would be the inaugural NXT champion. Of course, there was that tournament in 2012. He defeated Jinder Mahal in the final in 2012. So, of course, 11 years later, there was that match again between Rollins and Mahal for the title, which was great. If whoever forget, you know, that year, you know, Rollins becoming the inaugural WWE World Heavyweight Champion, you know, with that new belt, you know, beating AJ Styles in the final. You know, AJ Styles put Rollins over, so Rollins, all the hard work has just repeatedly paid off. So Rollins learned his lesson that day from that stern warning from Triple H, and of course, following the advice and the guidance from, of course, Mr. Joey Mercury. So if anything, you know, we're very, very proud of Seth Rollins. So now that I've kind of spent all that time talking, you know, because, you know, this whole thing, as I mentioned about CM Punk and that interview, how he shielded Rollins from being fired, you know, I mean, the whole thing with CM Punk and Seth Rollins is obviously just, you know, obviously blurring the whole thing, you know, between fiction and reality. I mean, some say that this whole thing is all work. I mean, look, you know, the history between Rollins and Punk, I mean, obviously we get the feeling this is all legitimate too. So, I mean, this is what's best for business. I mean, this is a rivalry that draws, obviously. This is going to catch the fans' attention. It already has. It has everybody's attention. There's no doubt about that. But, and I think, you know, I think it was actually said in 2021 that Rollins actually said this, told this story on the Broken Skull sessions with Stone Cold Steve Austin. So I just wasn't aware of it. I just honestly wasn't aware of it. So, man. So CM Punk said in that rivalry, CM Punk really said in his interview, man, that he referred to Rollins as a second string, that he was entitled and whatnot. I mean, yeah, this thing is definitely, it's already been personal, but it's only getting even more personal. But hey, Punk and Rollins, hey, you got to stir up that rivalry, baby. So, but Punk, you know, calling Seth Rollins a second string, boy. Man, you know, and Rollins, you know, in the ring, how mentioning that, you know, when CM Punk walked out of the company in 2014, how Rollins texted him, called him, because, you know, he considered him as a friend. I think Rollins even told the story that when he was 16 years old, he met CM Punk. And told CM Punk he wanted to train under him, like Rollins wanted to be trained under CM Punk. I mean, again, you got to bring in these personal real life stories, right? I mean, it's all about basically this whole thing. Again, it's all storytelling. So, you know, and of course, in that rivalry, Punk actually did give Rollins credit for all the success while Punk was obviously away. But it's just amazing how Punk said that now that the starter is back, basically, like, it's time for the second string guy to sit back down on the bench. Wow. So basically, Punk saying that the starter is back, so it's time for the second string guy to sit back down on the bench. I mean, yeah, that doesn't obviously go well with Seth Rollins. I mean, Rollins went on to address the whole thing later on. Rollins, you know, I strongly recommend you got to check out the promo. One of the best promos Seth Rollins ever cut. Honestly, Seth Rollins has cut more than his fair share of great promos. But I can honestly say that Seth Rollins' recent promo on Monday Night Raw was so incredible. Well, let's call it a pipe bomb, shall we? Seth Rollins dropped a pipe bomb. Maybe several pipe bombs. Especially when Rollins addressed that while Punk was away from the company, how Punk was trash-talking the company, burying it and whatnot. Of course, you know, mentions that he came back because the money was right. I mean, again, Rollins doing his part. So Punk and Rollins are doing their part. And I think, you know, how Punk mentioned that, you know, Rollins mentioned that, you know, in Punk's words, if you did not follow him out of the company, then you were, quote, evil. I mean, again, I would strongly, strongly recommend that you check out CM Punk's interview and check out Rollins' promo. I mean, that's good storytelling right here. And this is just the beginning. I think the next step is Rollins turning heel, which, again, is very likely to happen on the first Raw on Netflix. And, of course, there are sources say that we're going to see Rollins versus Punk on the main event of that Raw on Netflix, the inaugural Raw on Netflix, because we all know that this rivalry can't just have one match. It starts off as a singles match. Rollins turns heel. It continues. You know, bleeds out into the Royal Rumble. Bleeds out to basically to a huge thing at WrestleMania. I mean, some would say that this rivalry is so huge that it can't even end at the next WrestleMania. That it won't end at WrestleMania 41. This rivalry is going to go as long as the story allows it to. So again, this whole concept, it's storytelling. So if the story continues to grow and get better, there's other openings, then WWE management is going to have to keep the story going for as long as possible. Just like the whole Bloodline story, which has been going on for over 4 years now. So if the story can keep going, and if it makes sense, then you go with it. You go with it. And I think it's going to happen. Obviously, there's big plans between Punk and Rollins for WrestleMania 41, but my gut feeling tells me that this is going to go out much longer than expected. And again, if the story allows it to, then why the hell not? Why the hell not? So, as far as I'm concerned, I think eventually we're going to see Rollins versus Punk inside Hell in a Cell. I mean, it makes sense, wouldn't it? I mean, you saw Punk and McIntyre in a Hell in a Cell, so you know what? Why not see Punk and Rollins in a Hell in a Cell? So, as far as I'm concerned, well, I can honestly say that right now, so far, we've seen absolutely nothing. But I think this particular situation is going to go on for quite a while. So, but basically, what I'm trying to say is, ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves because Rollins and CM Punk, it's going to be an amazing ride. Of course, the whole story with the New Day as well. A lot of storylines being developed. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited. As always, ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and pretty much wherever you get your podcast. So hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.